Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Bob Carlyle's girdle, that's hard to say, stands at the ready, ma'am.
It is hard to say. What made you choose that name?
I was trying to decide between that and Gary Chapman's Hooters VIP pass. And
I have a funny story about Hooters.
Cannot wait. I got to thinking about Bob Carlyle being a big beefy boy, singing about butterfly kisses, and that's just what I went with. He is a beefy boy, let's be honest.
We were in the car the other day, and George has a phone that he plays games on, and he was on it, like, totally zoned out. But we were all, the rest of us were all, like, chatting, and there was a car in front of us with a Hooters bumper sticker, and the girls were like, oh, Hooters. They know it's a place, and one was like, why are you saying Hooters? And another one goes, because there's a bumper sticker. And George goes, I want to go there so bad. He was talking about something he was looking at on his phone, but it was like, the absolute most perfect timing. We lost it. And he looked up. He's like, what? And he was just like on a game, and there was something on the game that appealed to him. And he's like, I want to go there so bad. It was so perfect. Okay, that's my first of two family stories. Okay, so
was Danny's response, if I can't go there, you can't go there?
I don't even know if we have one anymore in Orlando. Maybe we do. I don't know. Okay, all my notes are on my phone because we're using Riverside now, and it's like the equivalent of a gas-guzzling SUV. You can't run any other programs while you're on it. It's just, it is. Okay, so this is Matthew's birthday episode, and a birthday episode is when the other person plans the whole episode. So once a year, you get to show up and do nothing. Or if you're me, multiple times a year, you get to show up and do nothing. Except just contribute a few jokes here and there. So first I had to ask myself an important question when planning this episode, which is, when actually is Matthew's birthday? Because I had two dates saved in my phone.
Interesting.
So I had told you, I couldn't record last week because our week was insane. And it actually worked out because before I said that, I didn't know that on Wednesday last week we were going to be getting a new air conditioner. So I really couldn't do it. Oh, someone's calling me that I cannot answer right now. So I looked in my phone and it said, you know, your birthday's on the 20th. I was like, okay, so we'll record your birthday episode the week before, then you'll have your actual birthday week off. And then I looked and I also had it as the 21st. So I had to go to Kendra's Twitter to verify what your actual birthday was, which it is March 20th, right?
What's Kendra's Twitter like these days? Kind of barren, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame her. It's rough out there. She does respond to people here and there, but, you know. Okay, so first I have a family fun story because this just happened. And you're a great friend who delights, like, in the good family things, you know. So Sunday night, it's like 9 o'clock, and Jane, who's 12 and in sixth grade, says, I have my living museum thing on Tuesday. So living museum is like what it sounds like. The kids have to be a person from history, and they have to dress up, and they have to have a speech prepared for the people who walk around. It's Sunday night. She says she has this Tuesday night. Okay, Jane, who's your person?
Calvin Coolidge.
I'm thinking, you know, I can go to Goodwill and scrounge up something. Oh, no. She's King Tut. She is King Tutankhamun. So it's too late to do anything. It's 9 o'clock on a Sunday night. So Monday morning, I wake her up. I'm like, Jane, what is this thing? What all do you need? And of course, she's like, I don't know, you know, just very typical 12-year-old sixth grader. Like, I'm like on the school app thing trying to figure out what she needs. I'm emailing people. Like, I don't even know if it's for a grade. So Danny goes on Amazon and finds like a $20 costume that says it can be here next day. So we go ahead and get that. I'm like, okay, Jane, when we get home, when you get home or later tonight, we'll figure out your speech. So we do that on Monday night. Tuesday, yesterday, the costume is supposed to get here. I work on Tuesdays now. And so like as we're going through the day, you know, I'm like religiously checking Amazon. And it's looking like it's definitely not going to make it. The costume's not going to make it. The event is at 6 o'clock last night. We're not going to have a costume. So I'm like, okay, we need plan B. And so at 3:30, I take my two oldest girls. I pick up one from the library. We go and we go to Party City and we go to Michael's, which actually doesn't have a fabric section anymore. Or maybe they never did. I don't know. We went to Joann's and we like scrounged together some stuff. We get home. Jane has theater club on Tuesdays until 5:30. Danny has to pick her up early at 5. So the girls and I get home at 5 while Danny and George are picking Jane up. We just start putting together this makeshift costume for her to be King Tut. We got like a gold mask at Party City. We got some gold fabric. Olive's on Pinterest looking up like, how can we do this? We get home at 5. We start working. The costume is pretty much ready by the time Jane walks in the door at 5:15. Then Jane says, I have to be there at 5:30. So this event starts at 6. Jane gets home at 5:15. She has to be back by 5:30. So it's chaos. It's absolute chaos. So we get back. We take two separate cars because, geez, I mean, it's supposed to go from 6 to 7:30, which, I mean, we haven't even had dinner. It's insane. I leave, I go to the museum. I leave early with George. I'm not checking my phone because I'm making dinner. They get home. Danny's like, or Jane's like, guess who won for their grade? She won best costume and speech for her grade for something that we put together in like in 15 minutes. I just sent you a picture of her costume.
I'm looking at it now.
It just, this is cardboard, a plastic mask.
Oh, good heavens. What is this?
A piece of gold fabric and a toilet paper roll for the beard.
Okay. What the school officials failed to realize was that Mama was formed by the Brendan Fraser 1999 masterpiece, The Mummy. So Mommy is steeped in Egyptian knowledge.
Yeah. So it was so funny that she won. And then as we were having dinner, I was like, I'm actually glad that Danny got the notification that the costume was delivered while we were at the event.
Of course.
And I was like, I'm actually glad that it didn't come on time because it was really fun to throw this together and like use our creative juices together to make this happen for Jane. And it was crazy. I'm going to print one of those pictures out and frame it so that we just have this reminder that maybe we can, you know, work together without screaming and fighting and do something memorable. Cause it actually was like, it was chaos, but nobody was like mad or it was great. So
you brought the family there together.
King Tut.
Can we post this with the episode?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. I have a better one actually because she's, you know, like you heard me say she's in drama club. So everything she does.
When this costume was presented to her, was she like, oh gosh, Mom, I'm going to die? Or was she like, no, this is awesome?
Oh, no. No. Okay. No, she was not like that at all. I mean, everybody was dressed up. All her friends and people. is all three grades of the people in this magnet program had to be someone from history and give a little speech. And so it was normal.
Is any part of, okay, hard hitting question. Is any part of you upset that she got all the flowers for the costume?
No, and not Mom at got all. None? No, okay. We definitely took it as a family win. No. Okay. I wasn't even there when she got to walk on stage, which was kind of a bummer. But it's so funny, too. Like, the picture of all the kids, like, the group photo. She's not like, mm-hmm. they have all these kids, and they look, like, relatively normal in costumes. And you have Jane with this just, like, gold everything. It's just, it was perfect. So much fun. Okay.
Coming up next on Fun Sexy Bible Time, Casey issues an apology for cultural appropriation.
So she had to do ancient history because that's what her history is this year. Next year, I think, will be what would be seventh grade? Maybe American history, or maybe that's eighth grade. I don't know. Like, it was like we went, all the grades were kind of together. So I'm trying to think of what else there was, but it was just fun. They were great. The kids were great. Okay. Next on our agenda is Shoot the Shoot.
All right.
One of our favorite things to do, which is just talk about nothing. Okay. I know that you have no care or concern for the royal family whatsoever. Okay. But I thought for once in our podcast history, we could talk about something relevant to what's actually going on right now. So what okay. is your best Kate Middleton theory?
Like realistic or entertaining?
Either.
I mean, you could always say both, like it's marital both. Issues.
Yeah.
You could always say it's marital issues and she just is taking a break, but they're so stuffy and image conscious that they don't want to let on that anything's wrong. That would make sense. Could be like a legitimate medical issue. You know, and they're just, again, so paranoid that they don't want to say that, which ironically you could just say she had to have a surgery and everything mm-hmm. would go away. I don't know. It could be, you know, you hate to say it, but it could be like plastic surgery or something. And
yeah,
I mean, you never know. Like, famous people are crazy.
Yeah. The plastic surgery thing doesn't feel like probable because, like, what is she doing? She's like 90 pounds, maybe soaking wet. Yeah. She's beautiful. I mean, besides like Botox and stuff, which you can do in a day and look fine within, I don't know. It's like, it's getting to be really, really weird. That's
the
thing.
Yeah, the Photoshop thing didn't help. That was glorious. The fake photo that they put together.
Yeah, and now they're still like not just saying what's going on.
And then they're just logging in and putting out a tweet and like signing it from her.
It's
super weird.
It's so bizarre.
I'm just kind of disgusted with the hubbub of just the pageantry of the royal family in general. Like,
mm-hmm.
why do I have to know who these people are and why they exist? Like,
yeah. Well, it's like, how do you go from like centuries of them being very, very important to just not being important? Like, what's that process look like? Because for centuries they were like the ruling family. So now they're like, they do nothing basically as far as rule, but they still exist as what?
Figureheads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. Like I read some stuff that Prince Charles is just an absolutely insufferable dork. Just like mm-hmm. will squeal and scream. Like if his servant puts like the wrong amount of toothpaste on his toothbrush kind of thing.
Huh.
Like doesn't even squeeze his own toothpaste out.
Hmm.
Yeah, and like
I started Prince Harry's memoir, but I've kind of set it aside because it's like this is so long, and do I care that much? I don't know.
I liked him in the beginning because it seemed like he was like trying to be the normal one. Uh-huh. But it's like, you just kind of love the spotlight just as much as they do. You're just trying to,
yeah,
just trying to find it in a different way.
Right.
I think there wasn't enough spotlight for him where he was, so he had to, you know, be the rebel, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know where they never have to shop, and that's Dollar Tree. And
this is true.
This leads me to my next subject, which, have you been in a Dollar Tree lately?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, so the whole shtick of Dollar Tree is everything's a dollar, and then it went to $1.25, which, fine, you know, it's like $1.25 is still amazing.
Okay.
I get our toothpaste at Dollar Tree because it is cheaper per ounce for like the nice toothpaste, and you know, I'm doing that math. Anyways,
are you in and out on Close Up as toothpaste, real quick?
What?
Are you in or out on Close Up as a toothpaste? Like the bright red one that tastes like cinnamon?
I don't know if I've had that since I was a teenager.
Okay. I'm in on it, but everybody in my house hates it, so I just thought I'd ask.
Oh, okay. Well, if they have it at Dollar Tree, I will buy it to try it, because I can pay $1.25 to form an opinion that's important to this podcast.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, so anyways, you go in a Dollar Tree now. I'm a frequent shopper at Dollar Tree. Okay, I get our hand soap there. I get my snacks there, candy for the kids. It's just like, you really can't, you can't beat the prices. Well, now it's no longer, they have a sign up, we're renovating, blah, blah, blah. They're not renovating. They're now like becoming a regular store. So not everything is $1.25. Like that's part of the beauties of Dollar Tree. You walk in, no matter what you grab, it's going to be $1.25 or maybe less if it's like a smaller thing of candy. Mm-hmm. And now it's like they have everything. Signs up. This is $3 to $5. And then you have to figure out, why is the whole world against me, Matthew?
Well, it's, the whole world has been against you and I both for quite a long time.
For so long. Yeah. So long.
Threatened by us, you know, jealous of us.
These are the kind of things that I get really annoyed at, that Danny's just, he has no patience for it. He's just like, please stop talking about this.
So what do you want? Do you want empathy here? Or do you want like help like explaining it? Like what are you looking for? Tell me what you need.
I definitely want empathy. I feel like I know the explanation, right? They want to make as much money as possible. They want to catch people unaware and like have them pick something off the shelf that they thought was $1.25 that's actually $3. And then are they going to go back and put it back, or are they just going to buy it?
Okay. Figure it out first. No, let's go empathy first.
Okay.
I definitely feel your pain in this, because I'm the same way with just like random things where I feel like this is mine. Like this is my little, this is my little island of sanity, you know, and it's different than everything else. And I feel special and safe there. And then when somebody comes onto your island, it's like, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Leave me alone. I don't ask for much.
So, yeah.
There's your empathy explanation. Okay. I read an article about this like a year or two ago that it has to do with like, there's like a merger between Family Dollar and Dollar General. I can't remember. The two of the three main dollar stores like merged. And
see, I never went to those because it's like, I don't want to go to a store with dollar in the name and then there's stuff on the shelf that's $4.99. That's not a dollar store.
And there's very few families in Family Dollar. What are we doing here?
Right.
No, it's I think they're trying to squeeze out grocery stores with just, you know, everything's like moving towards like the Dollar General markets now, like because they think they can squeeze out more of the grocery store share. So that's where it's going.
Gross. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, I want to go get my hamburger meat from a Dollar Tree.
I don't know. No.
My prepackaged frozen hamburger meat.
I will say, I don't know why we were on the subject. I think my mom was like going to a new doctor and they were talking about like changes to her diet. And my mom is already so healthy and eats well and all that. My sister-in-law was like, my friend's grandma lived into her 90s and she bought her groceries at Dollar Tree. I'm like, okay, you never know. Okay. If you had more free time that you could spend doing something for yourself without any guilt, what would you do?
I'd probably try to do more creative things. Like, I'd probably try to write and podcast more.
Okay. I like that answer. We love creatives over here.
Yeah. Especially, you know, like, a lot of free time, I'd probably try to do more creative stuff with my kids, too.
Mm. Yeah, but I did specify you could do something for yourself, because I feel like when we do have free time, we, as parents, we're like, how can I give more of myself to my kids, you know?
Uh-huh.
So that's why, like, I feel like you have to specify.
I'd probably go, here's a good answer, I'd probably go on more hikes. Spend more time, like, hiking in nature.
That's a great answer.
I don't know if how much you guys feel this too, but it's like, I definitely have a threshold for personal time where I feel like anything over like a certain amount, I just start feeling guilty of like, I need to be doing something. Yeah. I need to be doing something.
And yeah. Yeah.
Can't really ever relax over that amount.
I feel that sometimes, but I don't know. I feel like life is pretty full that if I get like a day, and I just revel in it. It's like, this is the best. But I also then suffer from like decision paralysis. Like, oh no, I have a day to myself. What am I going to do? The time's going to pass. Mm-hmm. What if I don't spend it the right way? What if I get to the end and I'm like, oh no, what did I do today? Oh yeah. Man.
It's decision paralysis is real. It definitely is. Yeah. Like, sometimes I'll come home from work and Kendra will be like, you want me to make you something to eat? Because we're a traditional family, Casey. I don't know if you realize that. And she'll just start asking me all these questions about what I want to eat. I'm like, please stop asking questions. Like, I can't think of one more thing.
I definitely do that too. I just tell Danny, like, I need you to make all of the decisions for the rest of the day. Not that I won't be a part of like executing the decisions, but I can't decide what we're having for dinner. I can't. please take over.
Well, and you're a trad wife, so you're always asking him to take over. So
It's true. Okay. So recently you guys had like a family trip to Cracker Barrel, and we're gonna copy that this week, I think, on Thursday. So I need some ideas. What is your go-to Cracker Barrel order? Do you have a go-to?
I only go there like maybe twice a year, so
I know, we don't either, but you know, it's been around forever. So is there something that you particularly enjoy?
Macaroni and cheese, probably my favorite food of all time. So I'm always drawn towards macaroni and cheese. A little disappointed in the mac and cheese at Cracker Barrel. I might skip it. Because, you know, sometimes it's like just you guys got this out of a can and just heated it up.
I feel that way generally about like restaurant mac and cheese compared to what you could put together at home with like not much effort.
Yeah.
Because they like make it and then it sits in a big pan all day.
Yeah. If you ever go to Longhorn Steakhouse, which again is like, you know, once or twice a year for us, they have a steakhouse mac and cheese where they have like little bits of bacon and they bake in and like the top of it is crispy. It's pretty good. Mm.
That does sound good. I made a baked mac and cheese for Thanksgiving this year that was really good. It was an Alton Brown recipe, which he's like, you know, hoity-toity, but it wasn't difficult or like, it was easy and basic. It was very yummy. I need to make it again. Because, mac and cheese is definitely all five other people in my family, it's their love language. They're just like, just give me the mac and cheese.
This is, you know, this is you and me shooting fish in a barrel here, but one of the reasons we don't like go to sit down restaurants a lot, right? You know, recently is like they just, I mean, everything's more expensive, but like they just really get you with the drinks these days.
Oh, I mean, we have to specify if we're going somewhere, like even Chick-fil-A, we have to specify like no drinks this time because they want to get a Sprite or a lemonade or, I mean, basically, unless it's McDonald's where the drinks are not awful, it's just no, you can have water at home.
You'd be like $3.79 for a drink or something. And it's like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You know, for times a fountain five, drink? Times six. That's for a
fountain. I know. It's insane. You just increased your bill by 25% at least.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like honestly, that was a big pull for us. This is fantastic content talking about
Of course. Beverages.
That was a big pull for us in McDonald's. Like when they had the $1 drink any size, it was okay, I'm down for McDonald's. Let's go.
I will say, since we're talking food and costs and all that, the McDonald's app is legit. Like,
is it?
If you're eating at McDonald's and not using the app, I need you to wake up. Like, the deals that they have in that app are fantastic. And also right now, this is also important. It's March, and for some reason in March, in the Wendy's app, you can get a $1 Dave single. So That's like a dollar. You can't even get anything at Dollar Tree for a dollar.
This is true. I don't think they don't have the dollar drinks at McDonald's. It's only the mediums, right, that are a dollar now.
I don't know. Let's check the app because it'll be like there'll be the deals in the app for specific days. So like Fridays is always free fries or a dollar any size fries with something, or it's always like 15 to 20% off your order. And I don't know. I don't feel like we eat there that often. I just have so many points. I don't know what their point system is, but I like last week I got a free Happy Meal. I don't even know how.
Are you in or out on the Hi-C orange lava burst at McDonald's?
I don't even know what that is, so I'm definitely out.
Okay, that's the orange flavored drink, the orange flavored Hi-C. But I don't know, it hits different, Casey.
Yeah,
it's different. What is a lava burst? I don't know. I don't know what an orange lava burst is, but it sounds cool.
Dangerous. Okay. People come here for our food content. I definitely think so. But you know what they also come here for, Matthew? And that's football content. Okay. So I thought for fun, for your birthday episode, we could play a game, much like Whose Line Is It Anyway, where the points don't matter. But I'm going to quiz you on Alabama football trivia.
Okay.
All right. I tried not to do anything that was like, you know, in 1920, how many games did not that kind of thing, but stuff that's more recent or very well known.
Okay.
Or like seems like it is. None of it's well known to me, but.
I will do my utmost. I will offer the caveat that for the past 3 years, I've been a casual fan because football.
Okay. I don't think anything is really from 3 years. So
football's concurrent with girls' high school basketball. So I have had the transition into being a casual fan.
I have 10 questions, okay? In the first game of the 2012 season, Alabama opened with this great traditional Big Ten team winning 41-14. Here are your choices. All Michigan, right. Wisconsin, Ohio State, or Northwestern?
I think it was, they played Michigan and Wisconsin in that time. I think that was the Michigan game, though.
You are correct.
Fantastic. Brady Hoke out of town.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed. This is an easy one. You got this next one. Like, easy. Right. Seen along the sidelines is the Alabama mascot, which is, of course, an elephant. What is his name?
That would be Big Al.
Big Al the elephant. What a weird mascot. So strange.
Why do we have an elephant when our team name is the Crimson Tide?
It's you like, tell me. It's like something about the elephants like stampeding and making a tide of blood or something. Right?
No, but we'll go with that.
What is it?
Well, the Crimson Tide, that nickname came about like in the 20s, I think, when they went out to play the Rose Bowl against Washington, or in Washington against, I don't know who else, might have been Washington. And one of the reporters said of the great Alabama victory, it looked like a crimson tide rushing over the field.
Oh.
And then it just kind of stuck.
Okay. I like my theory better.
In the old Alabama mascot, there was an elephant. I think I've said this before. An elephant poking its head through the triangle of a big A. And it always bothered me because it looked like the elephant's head was stuck and it wouldn't be able to get its head out of the A.
These are the things you think about when you're like us. Like, oh no.
Those are the things I thought about before I had kids. Put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. In 1999, who set an Alabama record for most yards rushing?
That would be Sean Alexander.
Correct. You are 3 for 3. This is most impressive. We wasted that poor man.
We wasted that poor man on some underachieving teams. Shout out to Mike DeBose.
Okay, so this is before your time, but I feel like it's probably famous history, Alabama history. Okay. So Bear Bryant lost only 2 home games during his 25 years at Alabama. Name the 2 teams. You have choices. Tennessee and Ole Miss, Penn State and LSU, Tennessee and USC, or Florida and Southern Miss.
I know USC. What was the question? Like, he lost only 2
home games. He only lost 2 home games.
Okay, he definitely lost way more than 2 home games.
Okay, I'm just going off the quiz site.
I know USC beat him, so the one with USC, Tennessee and USC.
Well, the answer is supposedly Florida and Southern Miss. But I'll give it to you because you apparently know more than the question maker, which makes you superior.
I think the question was like in a certain time frame because like USC came to Alabama in 71 or 70, I think, with an integrated team, and we had not integrated yet. And that was one of the things that and beat us in Alabama. And that's one of the things that allowed him to go to the administration and say, let's let the black players play. And then they did.
Mm. So. Interesting. Okay.
So, Bear Bryant cured racism in Alabama so that we could win football games. That's...
Thank you, Bear.
That was your Alabama history.
Okay, number 5. I had to include this one. What words are missing in this chant? Rammer, jammer, blank. Give them hell, Alabama. Rammer, jammer, blank. Give them hell, Yellowhammer. Yeah, which is the state bird of Alabama, which is not called a yellowhammer. It's a northern flicker, which are woodpeckers.
Like we would call anything northern in this state.
Well, yeah, that's true. We have northern flickers too, though. I don't know why they're called northern flickers. Why are birds named what they are? That's a whole thing. Anyways.
The look of disgust on your face when you started to say the Alabama chant.
Rammer jammer.
This is the most... stupid thing I've ever said in my life.
It is. What's a rammer jammer?
Actually, the original lyrics for that were rammer jammer, thank you, mammer.
Okay.
I thought that joke was funny. It was not.
The thing about northern flickers also is that they're not yellow. I mean, like the undersides of their wings are yellow, but anyways, doesn't matter. Okay. How many national championships has Alabama won? Do you need a multiple choice?
No one knows.
Do you need a multiple choice?
Yeah, sure. There's no right answer, but
8, 10, or 16?
Depending on the Alabama, it's going to probably say 16, but
yes.
There's no. You're correct. So many of those are disputed. There's long topic there that we don't need to get into.
I just want to interject here and say that in my planning, my head planning of this episode leading up to this, I thought about getting some like Alabama gear to wear on this episode, like a hat and a shirt, just really go all in on this for you. But we just had a week. Obviously, I was too busy building King Tut, so I could.
I would have legit been blown away if you had showed up with an Alabama hat on.
You're making a lot of noise with your mic right now, by the way. You're probably going to hate yourself later.
Okay, I'll stop. I was leaning forward. I'll stop.
Okay. What year was Nick Saban hired? 2006, 2007, or
2008? 2007 was his first season, I think. He might have... I don't remember what year he was hired. It was either 2006 or 2007.
It was 2007. Impressive.
Okay. I was trying to remember if they hired him like the year before. Anyway, never mind.
It's fine. Okay. How many Heisman Trophy winners did Bear Bryant coach during his time at Alabama?
I don't think he had any, did he?
He did not. So. It's zero. You're very knowledgeable about Alabama football. I feel bad for not wearing a shirt. I mean, an Alabama shirt. You know what I meant.
When you said that, I was like, is that a bumper? No, I can't. No, we won't do that.
Okay, two more questions. These are easy. I mean, so easy for you. What is the name of the marching band?
Million Dollar Band.
Million Dollar Band. Why is it called that?
I think it was the same story as the Crimson Tide, that somebody just, like a writer, gave them that nickname a long time ago and it stuck.
Okay. All right. Last question about our favorite guy, Bear Bryant. What was Bear Bryant's trademark fashion statement?
He would coach games without a shirt on. That was... that would be the houndstooth hat.
Yes, houndstooth hat. Good for
Where
him.
You can go to Tuscaloosa and see a bunch of 19-year-old girls walking around unironically wearing houndstooth hats on a Saturday.
Okay. Okay, so it's being carried on. The tradition. Yes. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
He was ultimately succeeded by Nick Saban, whose trademark was brown hair dye.
Gross.
colored his hair every year to appear younger to the recruits, despite the fact that he was completely gray-headed in the 90s.
Wow. Okay. To wrap us up today... We have one of my favorite things to do for you, which is Would You Rather. And it's the best because you take it so seriously. And I went all out today and wrote eight. We have eight questions. Okay. So buckle up. And there is one, and I'll tell you after I do it or before, that Danny had to come out and check on me because I was laughing so hard to myself.
This is important to me. When you told him why you were laughing and said what the joke was, what was his response?
I sent it to him later. I sent it to him later. I didn't tell him. I just told him I was writing, and he gave me the LOLOLOL.
Okay.
Okay. Right. First one. Would you rather be paid $150,000 for a year to travel with Lauren Daigle as one of her backup dancers?
Come on.
Or be paid $50,000 to wear replicas of her outfits to church every week?
A lot of questions here. First of all, do the outfits fit me?
Yes, replicas. They fit you.
Okay. Second question, if I'm on tour with her for a year, do I have to have her stylist giving me outfits too?
You have to wear whatever the backup dancers wear. You're a backup
dancer. I feel like
the
backup dancers are probably wearing like black jumpsuits or just all black to not distract from Lauren's color vomit outfits.
So you take a pay cut, but you get to stay home, but then you have to dress like what she wears every week for church.
Okay, so I could sit in the, I guess I could sit in the balcony and not very many people would see me. But if I go on tour, I wouldn't be able to train my kid in basketball for a year. That's going to be rough. I'm already taking this way more seriously than you thought I would.
No, I expected this. This is what I anticipated, which is why I planned this.
If I go on tour, I have to listen to Lauren Daigle for a year.
The same show over and over.
It's like, gee, I wish I had some Christian flavored Adele for 3 hours every night. I'd probably make the sacrifice. I'd probably just wear the outfits and go to church.
Okay.
I don't have any friends there anyway, so what do I care if they what they think of me? So.
Okay. I wrote this one last, but I moved it to second because it was kind of in the same vein. Would you rather be given a paid year off of work, but you have to use the year to become proficient in yoga, or get no extra time off for a year, but you get a Chick-fil-A stipend of $100 a month?
So that's like three meals, maybe.
For a family. Maybe.
And I get a year off from work with pay?
A paid year off, but you have to use the time to become proficient in yoga. Like, you could start a YouTube channel. You get so good at yoga.
Oh, yeah. Big man yoga. It's yoga for big dudes. Yoga for big dads. Big dad yoga.
I like that we're workshopping the YouTube channel name right now.
Big dad yoga. Yoga for dad. I think big dad yoga.
I think big dad yoga is a winner.
I'm trying to work big dad energy into it somehow, but it just doesn't quite fit. I don't know.
BDE yoga.
Big dad energy yoga. Okay. Yeah. I'm really tempted by the Chick-fil-A thing, and I think if I stayed home for a year, I'd go insane.
Like, not with all that relaxing yoga.
Well, that's true. This is true. As much as I love Chick-fil-A, I mean, they do have the spicy biscuit back. You can get a spicy biscuit with egg and cheese for $5.22 right now.
Oh, that's a good deal.
That's not bad for a breakfast.
I agree. I'll
probably take the year off.
Even okay.
I'm not afraid of yoga. It gives me some...
Oh, I would never imply that you're afraid of it. I'm not going to give you a year off to do whatever you want.
So here's my issue with yoga is I see the yoga videos sometimes on YouTube, like when I'm looking for a workout, and it's like, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, I know it will give you flexibility, especially like as you age and help your joints.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Like if I've got 20 minutes, I got to be doing some cardio. I can't just...
Yeah, I know. I understand that. Totally. I get it. Okay. I love these. I love all of these so much. Would you rather have peanut butter residue constantly on your fingers, or a piece of cilantro always in your teeth that you can't feel, but everyone else can see?
Okay. I like this one. You put some thought into this. Is it under your fingernails?
I don't care. Just whatever is going to be most annoying. You know when you get like something on your hands and like you just like, I've been experiencing this making bread because I'll like hand mix my dough at the beginning and then I have to do all these like, and so I'll wash my hands and I'll think I got everything and then I'll like sit down and I still have dough somewhere in between my fingers or something. So it's like that. There's just like always peanut butter somewhere on your hands.
Okay, so I've got a cilantro question here.
Okay.
This is very specific, but you're gonna know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Is it the kind of issue where it's between your teeth, or is it the one that lays flat on your teeth?
Lays flat. You can't feel it. If it's between your teeth, you can feel it, right? But if it's like just like flat, this happens so much as you age, because this is what I've read, that because your gums recede, so like food gets like stuck. It's so stupid. I hate getting old.
I'd probably go with the cilantro.
Okay.
Just because like, the oil from the peanut butter is going to get on the phone if you try to do anything on the phone. You know, if you're on there trying to play like ancient Roman battles, you know, that's going to affect your ability to.
It's true.
To you know, effectively defend your castle.
And how many people do you talk to in public anyway? Right, you're just keeping your mouth closed.
You know, I mean, I've got a sort of dour demeanor anyway, so I can just stop smiling and people will never see it. As long as I make sure I don't smile and show my teeth, I think I'm good.
Yeah. Like, no more being friendly to the 15-year-old bag boys at Publix who try to walk your stuff out to your car.
Listen, kid, I'm just in here for the BOGOs. I shop at Kroger.
Okay. Gosh, I love these so much. Would you rather have to drive everywhere wearing an eye patch, or
shout out Dan Crenshaw,
or drive with your arms tucked into your shirt with only your hands sticking out?
Okay, let me.
A short sleeve shirt.
Okay, hang on. Let me take my headphones off. I got to workshop this. Okay, sweatshirt is off. Now
you're in short sleeves, which is.
I gotta see what the reach is gonna be here. I'm tucking my arms into my. I'm gonna scoot the laptop back so you can see what I'm doing here. So I'm T-Rexing right here.
Yes, that's how you have to drive.
I'm leaning forward, like my chin is gonna be on the steering wheel. Okay. But I'm going to go the rest of the episode like this. the eye patch comes off when I get to my destination, right?
Yeah, you only have to drive with it.
I think I could do the eye patch.
Okay.
Is that ableist to say that I could do the eye patch?
I think this whole question is ableist.
I think I'll try the eye patch.
Okay.
I could do the reach, but like my chin, that's the thing. My chin is going to be on the wheel as I'm turning. And then I'll have to turn with my whole torso, or I'll have to do the.
That's what you'd have to do.
The wheel along with.
Yeah.
the turning, that's what's getting me here.
I just had so much fun imagining someone driving with their arms tucked in their shirt. I'm like writing these and like doing this with my hands. Oh man, you're gonna drive with your eye patch. I'm gonna drive backwards to Walmart. It's perfect.
This is what we do.
Okay, would you rather release a children's Bible illustrated in MS Paint, or release a children's Bible with only all of the most explicit stories written like an Amish romance novel author?
Ooh, I'm tempted to do the second one. Is that blasphemous, though? Is that blasphemous to?
It's the Bible.
Like an Amish bodice ripper? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, not like you know, like PG-13.
Is the male equivalent to that the girdle ripper? Is that?
I don't. The eye patch ripper.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be on the episode, but my you have to put your name in every time you get into the studio, and today my name is Bob Carlisle's girdle. I can't remember if that was on the beginning of the episode. I'll take it out if it wasn't.
Normal people just put their normal names in, but today I'm party planner, since I planned this episode for Matthew's birthday. Okay.
What was your one time, like Vestal Goodman's hanky or something?
I don't know. I think it was just Vestal. It was okay. Just Vestal. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to get... Oh, you haven't decided yet? Oh,
no, yeah. I haven't okay.
I'm got, I was ready I to move on.
I got seriously sidetracked there. Can you read the question like again for me?
Yes. Would you rather release a children's Bible illustrated in MS Paint or release a children's Bible with only the most explicit stories written like an Amish romance novel author?
Well, like, how imagine many a romance.
Like, imagine a romance novel author, like, share, like doing the story of Lot and his daughters. Just like,
oh gosh,
so gross. You're reading it to your kid and they're like, Daddy, please stop, please stop. Which is also, you know, probably the dialogue.
Oh, come on, I saw that one coming. I didn't think you'd actually do it though.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
I'm ashamed.
Now, if you think I couldn't do something extraordinary with Ruth uncovering Boaz's feet.
Oh, I think you definitely could.
If it's not too blasphemous, I think I'll go that way.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I'm ready for my next one, which is what made Danny come out and check on me. I'm gonna get through this. Would you rather have to legally change your name to Larry the Cucumber?
Okay.
Or tell your parents you need to have a serious talk with them and then sit them down and explain to them who Sydney Sweeney is.
Oh, no. No.
You're so mortified. Oh, this is the best.
Okay, so you got the added discomfort of my parents not being together, so I have to get them in the same room.
Honestly, this is so mean of me.
Is my mom's husband going to try to come and be a part of it? So now there's three people there. Does my dad already know who Sydney Sweeney is? Do I want the answer to that question? Do I want to know? I assure you, my mom doesn't. She doesn't know much of anything about pop culture. Oh gosh, but it's illegally changing my name to Larry the Cucumber. That's a lot of trouble. It'd probably be easier to just bite the bullet and. I might do the Sydney. The thing is, like, where does it go from there? I got to tell you who this person is, but then why? Like,
Casey made me do it.
I literally saw an article like yesterday. People were making fun of it, of like, don't make me look it up, but it was something from Slate, I think, or probably one of those places. And it was like, thank you, Sydney Sweeney. Boobs are back.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, oh, you did?
Yeah, I definitely saw that. So yeah, stupid.
Everybody was dunking on it.
Oh, goodness.
They're going to ask me, like, why is Sydney Sweeney famous? And it's like, well, okay, so every 5 years, American culture, I'll just give.
You just really get into it.
Do you remember when Christina Hendricks popped? You remember when Kristen Mad Men, she was the it girl for about 18 months? And then Kate Upton. You remember when Kate Upton popped? You know.
Just go through the whole. You might need a slideshow, a PowerPoint.
Can you put that together for me?
Just... Yes. Okay.
Some people say that it started with Kim Kardashian. Now, you might know Kim Kardashian from...
I'm going to send you a laser pointer.
Little overlap here between... I'm done.
Okay. Here we go. We have two more.
And then my kids walk into the room and they say, Daddy, stop.
This is so funny, too. I love imagining these. It's just the best part. Would you rather have to always walk around your house with your toes curled under or with your hands clasped on top of your head?
Like this?
Yes.
Okay. So my My arms are so long, I'm going to ding my elbows on doorways. So just we're like right in the... We're right in the funny bone zone. Like it's gonna, my funny bone's gonna get destroyed if I do that, because I'm forever gonna be like whapping the side of my elbows trying to get through doorways. Curl my toes under my feet as I walk, so a lot of shuffling.
Yeah, it's probably hard get to do very if you're not in, uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's hard to do. Like if you're not in shoes. I guess I got to do the toes thing, because at least I can kind of get where I need to be. I'll have to be much slower, but the elbow thing is going to hurt.
Yeah. Okay. How did I even think of that? That's what's really disturbing. Okay. Last one.
All right.
Would you rather have to explain to Mark Wahlberg in his own voice everything you don't like about Catholicism,
or
explain to Matthew McConaughey in his own voice which member of the Gaither vocal band is the best?
Okay, let's play this out. Wahlberg is going to get defensive.
So defensive.
And try to argue. Like, he'll be like fake nice guy. But try to argue with me?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to imagine how that would go. Be like, all right, okay. But have you thought about this? Okay, all right. A lot of people
and
say
then he ends up just body slamming you.
Well, the funny part to that, too, is if we're doing this in person... Mark Wahlberg is like 5'4".
Yeah, that's true. He couldn't body slam.
I mean, he probably could, but it'd be humorous to watch. And I feel like McConaughey's probably... Does he have existing opinions on the Gaither vocal band? Like, I feel like there's like a 10% chance he's gotten super high and like listened to them.
Found them on, like, when he's flipping channels one night, found them on TBN or something.
So, who are we talking about here? It's Guy Penrod, Bill Gaither, Mark Lowry.
Yeah. The other two change, right? So, besides Guy and Bill.
Is it Crab? Is there one name with the last name Crab?
Yes, he was one. David Phelps was one.
That's right. There
was Danny's favorite, Russ Taff.
That's right. There's a black guy in there currently, right? I can't think of his name, but...
I don't know.
I think he's the baritone.
Let's look it up. They don't know. Who knows? Oh, here we go. Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Reggie Smith. So I guess Guy's out right now. Interesting.
Oh.
You can just go on the ones you know, though. I won't make you become an expert on the current band.
I'm probably better at doing McConaughey. Like, I mean, I would do Wahlberg to his face. I mean, I would do that. I would try to do that voice, but I think I'm probably a little closer with McConaughey, so I would have no issue doing it to his face either. So I'd probably choose McConaughey just because it's a little easier to riff with McConaughey's voice. Like, you can just go anywhere with it. And so I've already forgotten the question. Like, I have to explain which member is the best.
Yeah, of the Gaither vocal band.
So I know you're thinking I'm going to have to pick Guy Penrod, but let me tell you, brother, don't sleep on Lowry. Okay, you got a little Mary, did you know? I'm telling you, Matthew, did you know that Lowry severely under, I mean, you see, the sun rises and, I mean, this Lowry, he's there, you know, he's ever present. You've asked the question, but, you know, he's already forgotten the answer. Just, I don't know, just random stuff.
Matthew to Matthew. I like that. I like that idea. Just two Matthews shooting the shoot about the Gaither vocal band.
I also think there's a good chance he would have no idea who the Gaither vocal band is, but would like try to play along. And just be like, yeah, man, yeah, I agree. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, man. I love it.
And then I'd probably try to catch him in like a, if I thought he was BSing me, I'd,
now Matthew, let me ask you this. What do you think about the drummer of the Gaither band?
And just try to like snare him with something. Because right. Then if he said,
I love him, man, maybe he's just the best. I was like, I got you there, Matthew. There is no drummer. It's a vocal band. You know, you laying stuff down. I can't pick up right now because you know, you talking out the side of your ass right now, brother.
Oh my gosh. That was exactly how I wanted to end the episode. So happy birthday to you.
This was amazing. It was very well planned out. I would have expected nothing less from you.
Oh, and thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Well, happy birthday next week. This really worked out because next week is my kid's spring break. So, I mean, we're going to be fighting for the Wi-Fi. Like, just going to be rough around here for a week.
Understood.
I'm not ready. They're ready. I'm not ready. All right.
Shout out to spring break happening like right before the end of the school year. And it's like...
It's their like last hurrah. They don't get any days off the last 9 weeks. So usually they have like a Monday or a Friday here and there. They don't get anything. So
spring break.
Hard push to summer.
Spring break. That was the week that we could go out in public as homeschool children in the 90s.
Without worrying about your parents being arrested.
Yeah, from the school board that Janet Reno was sending.
Yeah.
Fond memories.
Please stop.